The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Black guy sold. Kevin Black is stolen. Sarah Spain, George Sedano. Chaos in college football. It's limitless. Kelly choosing LSU over Notre Dame. When is it okay to send a group chat to 125 people at 10 p.m. at night with an announcement? And when is it okay to call a 7 a.m. morning meeting? We're going to talk about that too. Let's go.
I was never up to
feel like that's how you're going to get rid of us, Tony.
You mean after 11 minutes? That's called the Isola A block. Yeah,
I mean, done after that. 10 or 11.
Easy. It's a week like we've never seen before in college football. Think of it like this. Notre Dame, Oklahoma, USC, LSU, all needing coaches, taking coaches. That's 33 championships over the last century. And, of course, the news of the day, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame. Notre Dame still with a shot to make the playoff this year. Kelly going to Louisiana State. His group message to the entire roster of players is leaked out. You can see it right here. I'm leaving. I'm sorry if you found out through social media or leaked reports. My love for you is limitless. Sarah Spain, what just happened, and does Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU make sense?
What just happened is what we're used to at this point. It might be a little wilder and more prevalent this year, but we're seeing coaches move around midseason, end of the season, before the bowl game, before the playoff all the time. It makes sense. He's been at Notre Dame for 12 seasons. He's the winningest coach there, but doesn't have a national championship, and some may consider the restrictions of Notre Dame to be tougher on him than maybe going to LSU, where you've been able to have a lesser coach, many would argue, in Ed Orgeron, win a national championship. Notre Dame prioritizes certain things, even if it may be for facade than anything else. Academic requirements, religious affiliations, some sort of aim at propriety that it doesn't feel like LSU cares much about. I mean, if you look at recent years, they clearly prioritized football over Title IX, over handling of sexual and assault and rape accusations that they are now embroiled in. So football is everything at LSU. At Notre Dame, there's at least a pretense that there are other things that matter, and that may have affected his ability to recruit. So if he goes to LSU and has more resources and can cast a wider net of the players he can go for, maybe he can get that national championship he's looking for. I'm intrigued by the fit. Brian Kelly at Notre Dame sounds perfect, right? The Irish guy at Notre Dame. You go to LSU, and as Dragonfly Jones said on Twitter, Brian Kelly looks like a guy who thinks Sprite is too spicy. Not sure about the fit here. I'm willing to wait it out and see.
Well, I'll give Dragonfly Jones the points then, Sarah Spade.
Good.
Kevin
I'll
Black
give him
is known.
The credit.
Does this make sense? Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU.
He's not leaving Notre Dame for LSU. He's leaving a $7 million annual package for a $15 million annual package. Come on, this is all about the cheddar. I've been telling you this for years, and that's exactly what's going on here. They don't care about the fit. They don't care that it's a Kelly leaving Notre Dame going to Baton Rouge. This is what college football is all about. And you know what? It's really a shame that all this money is flying around, because that just shows you that college football programs really are broke, and they don't have enough money to give a little bit to the players that create all of this revenue anyway. So good for Brian Kelly going to where the money is stacked higher and even greener than it is at Notre Dame.
Okay. Frank Isola, I'll bring you in here. LSU's chances of winning a championship versus Notre Dame's chances of winning a championship.
Yeah.
We know the money is different, at least allegedly. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed. It happened so quickly, we missed the headline. Brian Kelly has entered the transfer portal, because that's what it now has become in college football, with these coaches changing, going everywhere. You know, Tony, once upon a time, the coach at LSU dreamed about becoming the coach at Notre Dame, and it was about that green jersey. Now they think about going to other jobs, and Kevin and Sarah hit on it. It's about money, a ton of money, and a chance to win. You know, when he broke Newt Rockne's record, let me repeat the name again, Newt Rockne. We know what that means to Notre Dame. You know what he said at his press conference? He said, Yeah, now you're just going to say, I have the most wins in school history without winning a national championship. I think he's accomplished so much. In the last 5 years, he's 53-9. The guy wins, and he's a great coach. This is about going somewhere for money and to win a national championship.
He had said Notre Dame was his dream job in the past. I believe that to be true. George, how much of this do you think he was not feeling, well, that the Notre Dame community embraced him as much as he would like, potentially?
Tony, I don't know how much it's that. I mean, I think that there's always this ridiculous standard there, though, as Frank was alluding to at Notre Dame, right? Like, they expect you to be Newt Rockne or even Lou Holtz. And the reality is, in today's college football, and Sarah was talking about it earlier, it's just not possible. They've reached the ceiling that they could reach there at Notre Dame. Think about it. If you think I'm crazy, Notre Dame fans, your coach just left you for a team that's 11-11 in the last two seasons. So he believes that he's reached his ceiling at Notre Dame. Look, Dan Wetzel nailed this in his article today on Yahoo, Tony. He talked about how the coaching community believes that LSU is so primed with talent in that particular area that they don't even have to leave, that guys like Les Miles and Ed Orgeron, who are lesser coaches in the coaching community than Brian Kelly, have won championships there. So those things all factor in. It's not just money, it's ego too.
And I'll give Dan Wetzel the points there for Sedano, right? Thank you very much. Can we talk about the text message for a second? My love for you is limitless is getting a lot of headlines today. It's widely being mocked. The 7 a.m. meeting he alludes to there was held today. It was reported to be 11 minutes. Talked about the mocking and vitriol. Class often gets invoked here in how coaches leave, George. How do you see it specifically here with Kelly? Is Kelly wrong for how this went down? Or is it possibly an impossible thing to control and it's a person making a personal decision?
Well, Tony, clearly if you're making a personal decision, it's going to affect others. And in a coach's case, it clearly is going to affect many people. And I think in the day and age of technology, wherever he was when he agreed to that deal at LSU, it's pretty easy. We do it on this show every morning. We get on a Zoom call. You can at least get face to face with someone, albeit digitally, and have this conversation and not be as informal as a text message. I have a friend who basically told me he was in a long distance relationship once, 2,000 miles away, and he was okay with it. He had respect for the young lady because she broke up with him on FaceTime, didn't call him, didn't text him. So I do think with technology, you have that ability to be able to at least sort of do it face-to-face.
Okay.
And this 7 a.m. meeting, get out of here with the 7 a.m. meeting. I would have stayed asleep.
Right, guys, Sola?
Well, and I think that Brian Kelly wouldn't have a problem if some guys didn't attend. I actually think he did the right thing here because there is no perfect way to basically say, I'm leaving you. If the story's about to come out, he texted them, I'm going to have a meeting at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't have a problem with this. One other last thing about the money of LSU, let's not forget Kim Mulkey went there too from Baylor. She built a powerhouse there, and she went for the money at LSU.
Kevin Blackstone, is there anything untoward here? A coach leaving, yes. But the way, over text or over a meeting in the morning?
Well, you know, players are accustomed to early morning meetings, right? That's what you do if you're a college athlete. Mm-hmm. And number two, you're talking about digital natives now. This is the way we always talk about it. This is the way kids communicate. It really is. Think about it. The NCAA now has rules about when coaches can employ digital conversations in recruiting, right? So all of the players are accustomed to this. So I just think this is a sign of the times, and he can have another meeting later on if he wants.
The way my love for you is limitless is being, you know, shared and mocked today,
yeah.
I think. How does that strike you?
I don't know why. That's sort of giving me the vibes of when Russell Wilson Googled how to describe a beautiful woman. It just feels like a very weird and specific phrase to use for your football players. But I'm okay with the way he handled it. It was kind of late at night. If I'm a bunch of football players, maybe I'd rather not jump on a Zoom in the middle of the night to hear about it from my coach. I'm okay with the text. I'm sorry it got leaked. There was really no way for me to control that. I'll see y'all in the morning. And as Kevin said, they're probably used to the early morning. And 11 minutes at first, I kind of balked at, but now I'm like, I don't know if there's much more to say than 11 minutes worth of like, hey, I got a good offer. It's a lot of money. I'm going to leave. Nice to know you.
I mean, it really comes down to the coach is the one that gets paid. The players are not getting paid. And then that's the unfairness just metastasizes from there. Another question for you. What will Notre Dame do? You guys just said they thought of themselves a destination job. We would never have to worry about a coach leaving them. And the coach just left. Notre Dame fans, Oklahoma fans, I read somewhere, are they thinking about suing? If they do sue, by the way, I would ask for limitless restitution. My restitution is without limit. Frank, start with Notre Dame. The Luke Fickle path is kind of obvious. Urban Meyer fever dream was out there, but he has come out today to say he is not thinking about the Notre Dame job. What should Notre Dame do?
Well, defensive coordinator Marcus Freeman's already got an offer from Brian Kelly to come down to LSU, which is great for him because now he's – what Brian Kelly did, that's a major hookup because if Notre Dame wants to hire their defensive coordinator, do it now. But, again, it's Notre Dame. Go for the top. Ask Nick Saban. Let him turn down the job. That's where I'm going when I'm Notre Dame. It's still Notre Dame football. I'll start there.
I got excited about that. Notre Dame going to Nick Saban, Kevin Blackstone. They make the call?
Absolutely. If you're Notre Dame and you believe
okay, let me ask you this. Does Saban pick up the phone?
I think Nick Saban does pick up the phone. What else is he doing right now? Yeah, you pick up the phone and you talk. Come on. Yeah, you pick up the phone and you tell him, no thanks, I'm very happy where I am. No, who they should turn to really is Marcus Freeman. When they brought him in a year ago from Cincinnati after all the great things he had done for Luke Fickle at Cincinnati with that defense, they praised him to the hilt. And now you hear what Kelly's saying about him now. He wants to make him the highest paid, reportedly the highest paid DC in the country. So you know what? They need to take a hard look at Marcus Freeman.
Sarah 35 Spade, years what old. Now for Notre Dame?
You know how you get out of a long-term relationship and you realize you're a little lonely, you look around, you're like, maybe I'll go to the well and, you know, see what's over there. Well, the well in this case is Cincinnati. It's where they found Brian Kelly. It's now where they'll go get Luke Fickle, and it makes sense. Seems like a guy that would be a fit at Notre Dame. Obviously, a really hot coaching candidate right now, and Cincinnati better be looking around and be ready to fill that spot because I think he's going to take
it. And George Sedano.
Luke Fickle makes sense, but to me it is Marcus Freeman. If Kelly's willing to make him the highest paid DC, there's a reason for that. And if you're Notre Dame, he's going to get a job elsewhere, whether it's Cincinnati if Fickle leaves, whether it's Wake Forest because that job could be open. You might as well put him in that position to succeed because Brian Kelly is leaving the cupboard stacked right now.
What I just read, Wake Forest came to terms with Dave Clawson for quite some long time here. But a lot of relationship talk from Spain. And are we sure George isn't talking about himself? And are we sure Spain isn't talking about herself?
That's what I think.
We're going to put a bookmark in Coach Talk right now. Oklahoma and Cliff Kingsbury is going to be a discussion in buy or sell. But just one more illustration of the playing field here for coaches. Barf. All right, a helicopter brought Sonny Dykes and his family onto the playing field yesterday. TCU introducing him by chopper and fireworks.
That's how Tony gets to work every day.
Well, you can back in a minute.
Yeah.
Around the Horn is presented by Captain Morgan. Bring on the spice. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Have you ever seen an onside kick recovered and called back because of an illegal formation? Can't be inside the hash mark. Should there even be a legal formations away from the play on onside kicks? It's how we lost out on what could have been a wilder finish to what was a pretty wild finish to begin with. Washington 17, Seattle 15. George, start there. Does that call and rule make sense?
No, the rule makes no sense. It needs to be tweaked to use common sense. He's like a step and a half out of there. And he wasn't even involved in the play, which makes it worse.
Sarah Spain?
Every single play in football is decided by literally a hand. It's a game of inches literally on every single line of scrimmage. I don't know why I'd be different on that play. It's a rule. Follow
Kevin
the rule.
Kevin Flagstone?
Should have known the rule. It's been there all year. I didn't know the rule, but here's the thing. It's in there for safety. We just saw a guy get blown up in the Rams
Good
game
point.
On an onside kick, so I understand why it's
all right. But for not knowing the rule, well, not the point. Frank Isola, how about you?
Yeah, I was going to say, Kevin, you've been here all year. You should know the rule. It finally works. Someone finally has an onside kick that works,
yeah.
And they say illegal formation. Terrible.
Yeah, shouldn't you want more onside kicks if you're the NFL? It was illegal, but, I mean, you should want more onside kicks. This game, Washington is in the hunt, people. I saw this Sunday night. It made me laugh. 14 teams on the graphic right there, Sunday Night Football. But Washington with the win is hot right now. Seattle, by the way, one of the two teams along with Detroit who didn't make that graphic. How's that working for you?
Woof.
How does this hunt look right now, Kevin Blackstone? How does Washington look at it and Seattle out of it?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, people get excited about Washington around here, but here's the thing. They've won five games. They have a losing record, and four of their five wins are against teams with losing records. So don't get so excited. This is just watered-down NFL parody. I'm sorry.
All right, guys, Sola.
And they lost Chase Young, and the defense is playing really well. Come on, Kevin, you're a hater. This, to me, is about Seattle and what's going on with Russell Wilson, who does not look good, and maybe this is the end of the line for Pete Carroll. It's a mess, and please, stop putting the Seahawks on national games. Let that be a local broadcast, please. Enough.
George Sedano.
Tony, we do this pointless exercise with the NFC East. It feels like every year now. They're always in the hunt because they're always so bad. But this is about the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson allegedly had a list of teams he wanted out, his relationship with Pete Carroll. It's all unraveling, including the defense, which was the backbone of this franchise.
And Sarah Spain.
Seahawks have been unraveling and bad all season long. We got plenty of time to talk about Russ's future. This is about Washington, who also started last year 2-7 and then won five of their games and went on to the playoffs. And we don't have to love them, but they're a playoff probable team. The Seahawks have been bad. We'll talk about them later.
Seahawks are not in the hunt. Washington is in the hunt.
In the hunt. So are the Bears.
So is everybody. The Giants are.
Oklahoma and Cliff Kingsbury. Kingsbury yesterday said it's not something he's going to touch right now. There was the report 2 days ago. He was on the list. He said he's focused on the Bears and, quote, after watching them on Thanksgiving, it needs to be because they're a really good football team. Oh, Sarah Spain's here. Buy or sell that response and any Oklahoma noise while the Cardinals are the number one seed and in the hunt in the NFL.
Makes absolutely no sense that he wouldn't shoot this down unless there is some smoke and some fire. So I have to think there must be, because when you say we need to focus on the Bears, they're a good football team because they beat a winless Lions team with a last-second field goal. You're clearly suspect, bro. Like, that is not a thing that you say unless you're suspect.
Bears are in the hunt,
though.
Blackstone, how about you?
Now, you know what? If his team was not a good team, if they were not on the verge of maybe being a great team, then I could understand this. He is not going to leave Kyler Murray, a guy who he went through the wall to get, to go back to college. Not happening.
Well, I mean, we said it before in the last segment, the line about Brian Kelly and Sprite is too spicy for LSU. Well, Oklahoma and Cliff Kingsbury, well, now we're talking about the Big 12. That makes sense, Frank Isola. Anything here?
Yeah, and they're going to have to pay up to get him, so I definitely think it's in play. But when you're an NFL coach, it's hard to find a franchise quarterback. They might have one in Arizona. Why would you leave that player? That makes
George Sedano.
Tony, not only did he handpick Kyler Murray, but they just won 2 out of 3 with Colt McCoy. Like, this team is stacked right now. They're the best team in football. There's no reason for him to leave. I do get the tugging at the heartstrings because he is a Big 12 kid, but that last stint in college didn't go so great. They don't have as much patience as you think at schools like Oklahoma.
Remember what his house looked like in Arizona when they dipped in on during the draft? Yeah.
I didn't even believe that.
Suns Warriors tonight. Oh, yes. Golden State 18-2, Phoenix 17-3 on a 16-game win streak. It's November, it's early, but it's glorious. And they play what amounts to a mini-series Friday as well, and then Christmas Day. Kevin, what can we learn tonight? Who's it bigger for? Who you got?
Well, I think it's bigger for the Suns just because at the end of the last season, they look like that they were the team to beat in the West, and all of a sudden they look up and here are the Warriors. And who I got? I got the Suns tonight. Why? Because of their efficiency in transition, not only offensively, but defensively.
All right, guys, hold.
I agree with the professor. Here's the thing. The Suns are the best team in the league, even though the Warriors have the best record. On Saturday night in Brooklyn, Devin Booker had 12 points before Kevin Durant and James Harden scored a single point. That guy's off the charts. That team is terrific.
Good piece of information. Somehow it made it back to Brooklyn, though, for Frank Isola. All right. George Sedano, how about you?
Tony, the Suns are the best clutch team in the sport right now. They have four of the top five guys in clutch time. It's a big game for them, obviously, because of the streak. But Draymond Green has said there's nothing bigger than wanting to end that streak for us in this regular season right now. So I'm going with the Warriors there.
Spain.
Yeah, the clutch stat is fascinating because we know what Steph Curry looks like in big games down the clutch. You got him against the Suns. You got two of the five teams in the league that are top 10 in defensive and offensive efficiency. This is a huge one, but their win streak's on the line, so it's worth more to the Suns right now because they can win 17 straight with a W.
Kevin, Frank, just check your group text. I sent you a text, okay? My love for you is limitless. Limitless! Sedano, Spade, showdown, 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Around the Horn is presented by Captain Morgan. Bring on the spice. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The Pittsburgh Steelers struggling. Chase Claypool had an idea to break the funk. He publicly suggested they should have music at practice. Mike Tomlin heard about this. Mike Tomlin's response, Claypool plays wide out. I'll let him do that. I think the division of labor is appropriate. George, whose side are you on here? Claypool and music or Tomlin and shut it down?
I'm going to go with Tomlin, Tony. Considering the execution or lack thereof of the Steelers this season, I'm going to side with the guy who was a Super Bowl champ and never had a losing season.
Oh, so the question is, am I siding with the guy who wants to play music and have more fun or the old man yelling at a cloud who basically said he's got a locker, I got an office? Claypool, thank you.
You know when they have somebody running for office in high school, the first thing they always say is, let's have music in the cafeteria, you know?
Yeah. Vending machines everywhere.
Never works. But I'm with you, Spain. We'll move on. Triple-double where the assist came from teammates. Check this out. Last night, Kevin Porter Jr., one rebound away. Teammates yelled at him, cleared out. He got a rebound and a triple-double. Sarah, should that count?
Michael Strahan endorses this message. It's A-OK.
And George.
It's the best teamwork they've had all season. Shout out to Alperen Şengün, who tipped the ball to him to allow him to get that. That's a heavy play.
We're not supposed to say that. If he tipped it, then it wouldn't be be a rebound then. Yeah. Oh, George.
The tip. A tip.
Sarah Spain, here's a tip. Your FaceTime will be limitless.
The tip, George.
Or 30 seconds, one or the other.
Probably problem sometimes. Paige Beckers, the first collegiate athlete to sign with Gatorade. Not the first female, the first of any kind to sign with Gatorade, adding to her name, image, and likeness deals. So many people disingenuously argued that this would be bad for female athletes. It's exactly what we expected. It's a boon for so many girls who are at their peak at collegiate athletics. Fantastic for Paige and Gatorade.
The average Spain today's winner. You'll get this reference. There was no limit. There is no limit, Sarah Spade. No. Limitless.
We have a limit.
Happy Hour is presented by Captain Morgan. Drink responsibly.